Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 79 of Batmania 66. Tonight's episode is Batman's anniversary. Tonight, Holly is with us.
Hi.
And we have special guest Chris Johnson joining us tonight.
Hello.
What the fuck? You said... Oh, am I allowed to cuss on this?
Yes.
It's the most...
You said hello, and I said hi, and I'm getting
Stretch
shit for
that,
it already.
Reverse it.
If no, I don't make it, no, tell my it wife was... hello.
You were just so polite and formal, and I sound like a cartoon character, so...
So, Chris, as our guest, it is your duty, honor, and
Chris, he's already been ostracized.
To tell us who our villain was and what their villainous plot was.
This was cool because in this episode, Gomez Adams jumps over and decides,
my favorite day.
First off, he fucking baked a cake. Bigger than
spoilers!
Any oven
spoilers!
Ever.
We'll get there.
Listen, this is the plot to me. Riddler.
What's the villain's plot? He baked a cake.
He did. That's my villainous plot. He should be proud of himself. It was a giant cake. Like, I don't even know where you find an oven that big.
Germany.
Oh. Listen, I'm not Jewish, so I won't make that joke or laugh at it.
By the way, Shana Tova, everybody.
Oh, yeah, Ben.
It's okay. It'll be a week after when this airs.
So.
Still.
The Riddler.
Your Jew God's gonna know.
The Riddler.
I sent my brother a text today that said Happy Jew Year.
Happy
Jew Year.
Love it.
It wasn't.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. Okay.
So,
this is the only one on topic.
Yeah. I'm trying, you know?
All right, guest, it's your job to keep us in line.
I was also like, well, I'm not gonna curse. But then it did. It was the Riddler's turn to fuck shit up. And
curse words.
But it wasn't the Riddler. Like, he didn't even bother to shave off his mustache.
That's a theme here.
Yeah. Can't believe a villain on this show would refuse to shave their mustache.
Yeah, but you can't put
at
like...
At least he could have caked
you
makeup.
You couldn't have caked it over.
Green makeup?
Just a green mustache.
Flesh-colored makeup? For just a flesh stash? I don't think that would work. Also, flesh stash?
Nope.
Yep. Oh,
not okay.
It's the name of my 70s porn band.
Now, what is that? Just like moaning to music on an album? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, Riddler's big plan is cake baking.
Pretty much.
Okay, I like it.
When we begin our episode... Bruce and Dick is working really hard on a geometry puzzle.
Okay, so my note on this is, way to make geometry relatable, Aunt H.
Yeah, so
I was pretty stoked on it. You're baking a pie, and
Dick is like, what do I need to know how many pieces of pie I can make with six cuts? And then Harry's like, if you got a cows full of people and you got only one pie, you're gonna have trouble.
Right here in River City.
Yes, with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pie.
Stands for pie.
Yeah, it...
Okay. I kneel for pie, but that's a different story.
Ben!
I also noticed in the first 10 minutes, every sentence either begins or ends with the target's name. Like, they don't ever... Like, you can't just be in the room.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, man, where's the bathroom? I'd have to, like, Ben... Where's the bathroom?
It's down the hall and to the right, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holly. How are you, Holly?
I don't like any of this.
It was off-putting. There's a lot of weirdness to this show. There's a lot of fucking weirdness
to
this show.
I think my favorite...
For the record, I should also say I don't watch this show. I jumped in at 79.
My absolute favorite part of watching this episode, though... was midway through when Chris goes, I can't believe you've watched 78 episodes of this.
Yeah, and they only get better.
I loved this episode, so I loved it. I was on board.
Meanwhile, while they're learning about geometry, and what's his face? Alfred comes in, leans in, and again, in the loudest stage whisper in human history.
It wasn't that bad. It was just really uncomfortably into Batman or Bruce Wayne's neck.
Yeah, there's no bubble in 1966. Everybody's all on top of everybody else's shit.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Riddler and Anagram.
Anagram.
I loved it. Yes, it was. I was on board for a lot of the puns in this episode. But yeah, there's a lot of uncomfortable. First of all, everybody's touching Anagram. Yep. Everyone ever is helping her through things.
Did you see her?
Oh yeah, that's another note. Carry on. Sorry, we'll get there.
So we get the bat phone, sir, and he goes to the bat phone, and Commissioner Gordon says, I can't tell you why, but you have to meet me for a booty call at the Gotham Plaza Hotel.
Yep.
Like, it's a lot of work for a nooner.
So having recently thrown a surprise party, I wish it was that easy.
For whom did you throw a surprise party?
I threw Jason a surprise Viking funeral.
Oh, right. I remember that.
Yeah. And my brother had his 40th birthday. We threw him a Viking funeral. And, getting him to the house after work was like pulling teeth. He was mad at me because I had made an excuse that he needed to handle our dogs, deal with our dogs. And he's like, they'll be fine, Holly. Like, he was so mad at me to the point his girlfriend had to be like, just go home and take a shower. I'll meet you later.
Right. I don't want to touch you when you stink. Sure, yeah. Go get clean.
So walk into your house and there's 60 people there.
So Batman and Robin get to the hotel. And Chief O'Hara and Commissioner Gordon are standing there, and they go, what's the problem, Commissioner Gordon? And they had not come up with any excuse past, we need you to come to the hotel. And Chief O'Hara and Commissioner Gordon say, just go into the ballroom.
Just walk through these doors.
And then there's a whole host of random people we've never seen before.
Extras.
Yeah, never.
Extras.
And you'd think there would at least be, like, some reformed hench people, or maybe Babette taking people's coats or something.
Yeah.
And snorting cocaine off of them.
So much cocaine. And they sing the birthday song, but with anniversary.
Yes.
To which I say, not the anniversary song.
Correct.
That weirded me out.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was odd.
But they sing that. We finally get to the theme. With this cold open, wasn't that long, but it felt long because it was super awkward. But we get to the theme. Mm. We then cut to the mayor doing his pronouncement for Batman's anniversary in Gotham. And he said, as mayor of Gotham City, and all I could think of was the Wizard of Oz. And I kept expecting...
Of Lollipop Guild?
Yeah. As mayor of Gotham City.
You know who never saw Wizard of Oz?
Who's that?
Me.
Really?
It just never happened.
Interesting.
That's okay.
There's a handful of movies everybody's seen that I haven't seen.
Oh, yeah. I do that. A lot. The Godfather movies, I still get made fun of for not having seen any of those.
Watch the third one only. It's the best.
Ben, that's false. I know that. I've read Wikipedia's.
And everything on Wikipedia is true.
It's on the internet. You can't put it on the internet unless it's true.
Correct.
Everyone knows that. I saw it on the internet.
That's right. It's written. Therefore, it's true.
Yeah.
Okay,
while the mayor is talking, Batman is feeling up the bat logo. Anyone else? Anyone else? No,
nope, just
me. He's like touching himself, and I'm like, what are you doing?
No, he was flipped. He was just like,
he was rubbing a little. Well, he was rubbing.
Listen, if I knew
bat rubbing,
my pectorals were on display and I had hard nips for 12 hours, I would probably want to, like, hide them from people.
No, it was caressing. He was into it.
One time I went boogie boarding when I was probably 13, and the boogie board rubbed my nips raw.
Yeah.
And I think I probably had the same body language where I just didn't want anything to touch them anymore.
anti-chafing nipple tape.
Yeah, it hurt. I was over the bullshit. I just wanted it to stop.
My next note is in praise of a vigilante. Like, everything about this is wrong. Like, thank you, Batman, because we're incompetent. And if it wasn't for you this last year...
Was it only 1 year?
I don't know.
They don't even say how many years Batman's been around.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he seemed surprised, but wouldn't he have known it was his anniversary?
Maybe, unless somebody stole 10 years of his life. Where's Wally West?
Yeah, how many...
That's a really what, inside baseball comic book thing.
What season was this?
This is second season.
Two, but season two is like 60 episodes long. 63 episodes?
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's 1,000 episodes long. It's the rest of my... This is purgatory. I have died.
Uh-huh.
And this is what my purgatory is.
Yeah. And there's the promise of another podcast after this, but it will never come.
This is the Twilight Zone.
Uh-huh. But there was time now.
Whoa.
We've been married for 10 years.
It's our anniversary.
Ta-da! Happy anniversary.
That's not how that works. Oh. You don't get an 18-foot-tall cake.
Filled with quicksand?
No, it was way bigger than 18.
Oh, yeah, it was huge. It was like three stories tall.
It was a three-story tall. Well, it's at least two, because that
rings. I can't wait to get to that, because there were a couple things I noticed where I was like, oh, shit.
Okay, my next note, though, is bat junk, because there was some bat junk.
I didn't actually notice that.
Is that the Dairy
Gotham's
League...
Gotham's pecker checker over here.
That's her villain name. She's the pecker checker.
But I with just the gonad kid. But I just bring up dildos.
If you're talking about...
with backstories.
Batman's in much better shape than I remembered him to be. Everybody always makes fun that he had like some kind of like pot belly.
He's paunchy.
No, I didn't think he was.
Not this episode.
He was fit.
No, he's had some episodes where he's he's definitely rocking a belly.
It's like me in a bat suit, like boop boop.
Yeah.
Just bam. Sock.
Zlock.
Ham.
There's no that. That motherfucker went through a drive-thru or two in that Batmobile, because anybody would.
Oh, yeah. I would. Drive-thru, hell, I'd go to Bob's Big Boy and get curb service in that Batmobile.
I don't think Bob's Big Boy does curb service anymore.
He'd go to Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic.
Oh, no, but I meant then. I was being in the time period.
Ben, but we're right now.
And Gotham City's definitely right East Coast.
Yes, oh, yeah.
There's no Bob's Big Boy, dude.
Well, now I'm just sad.
I had to stop myself, like continuity nerd. Had to, for the record, I know enough about Batman comics to say I know enough. I was like, why the fuck didn't they take this opportunity to introduce Harvey Dent? And I was like, oh, because Two-Face wasn't really a villain. At that point, they had used him a couple times in the 50s. He certainly wasn't Harvey Dent. We didn't get a Harvey Dent Two-Face until the early to mid-70s.
No, he already existed. Because, what's his face? Shoot. The guy who wrote City on the Edge of Tomorrow for Star Trek.
Ellis?
Yes, ben Ellis. Had written a treatment for a Two-Face origin story. For that show, and they just in the last few years, while they still had the Batman 66 comic, actually turned it into a special.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there were talks of doing it. But my next note in the episode is that the Dairy League put $200,000 in a golden calf.
Real quick, you have a computer in front of you. I want to know
what love is.
Nope, I've given up. I want to know how much $200,000 inflates in 2016. All right,
let's do the conversion here.
Because these fucking dairy farmers have got money to blow. Because even still, dairy farmers don't have 200 grand now.
Yeah, no.
Not to mention a golden calf in which to put it.
Yeah.
That was enough money to put in a golden calf. Is there too little money you can put in a golden calf? Or, like, I don't know the standard.
I thought the golden calf looked awfully small.
Well, it's not a golden full-grown cow, Ben.
Also, I wanted it to be a leg statue. I wanted it to be a golden calf.
Like the honorary reward?
Yeah, like the major award. Yeah.
Major award, that's what
it was. So, $200,000 in 1966 money would be roughly $1.5 million, which weirdly is also the dollar amount that Riddler later steals from the bank.
That, well, and one.
And, oh, okay.
They were a dollar over 1.5.
Okay, did it bother anybody else? Sorry, spoilers, we're jumping ahead, but did it bother anybody else?
But they only had one
That he put the $1 yeah. in the same pile, meaning that it was incorrect now and not a round number? Because that hit my buttons in a bad way.
Well, first of all, why did you get $1?
For the meter.
Well, when you jack money, you just want to jack a lot of money.
Right, but where did you get $1? Was the one mixed in with 20s and there's been a banker who's been skimming off the top?
I didn't see, it's not like they were rubber banned, so I think like...
They were banned.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they were just like, well, and fuck this bitch.
That's right.
And now there is $49 in this stack.
You know what? Now I appreciate it because maybe one of them was just like, hey, this will show those inner attentive bankers. I'm going to take $1 out of this stack. Fuck those guys.
They'll just think they counted wrong and they'll keep counting.
Forever.
I was a bookkeeper and that shit bugs.
Wait, now that we're on a conversion kick, $1.5 million in 1966 money. Roughly $11.15 million in today money.
That could definitely afford that cake then.
Yeah.
But what is this weapon that... sorry. We're jumping ahead. Never mind. Spoilers. Moving on.
No, it's okay. We can jump all over.
Golden calf.
Uh-huh.
Smoke
bombs.
Okay. So, yeah. So, all right. They're eating...
Oh, green smoke.
No. They're... Yeah, they're...
Did you know it was green?
Yes. This time I could tell it was green.
High five then!
So they sing this bullshit song, and then all of a sudden, nobody gets up and fucking runs, first off.
Oh, no.
Green smoke.
Two people do leave the room. Can anyone name them? Can anyone name these two people?
No.
Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara.
They were like, I'm too old to be breathing in this green shit, motherfuckers. And so they split. So green smoke erupts out of pretty much every fucking angle of this room. And everyone just assumes fucking fire. And then, I don't know what floor they were on.
Not the first, that's sure.
They weren't on the first floor. But as soon as it happens, the firemen, in quotes...
But they don't look like firemen. They look like rodeo clowns.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Robin's just like, that's a good... Goddamn, these dudes are fucking quick. Why are we... Why am I wearing my underwear on the
because
outside?
Because Robin's used to the police department, where they go, there's a crime in Gotham. Shit, we better call Batman.
Yeah.
But there's green smoke everywhere, and they all just assume fire. We never see fire once.
Wait.
And Batman has to help people and go, not really a fire, guys. And can't even get through the crowd to get one of them.
The moderate green smoke, like, is not all-encompassing. Robin is coughing a lot.
His mouth with a hanky.
Just kind of standing
And did
there.
Anyone else have a green hanky? Or did they all have green hankies? Or did he pull out a green hanky from his costume? Because I couldn't figure that out. I was looking
Nobody
to
was
see
handing
if...
out green hankies. He must have just had one.
Dun-dun-dun!
Oh, I think we just proved my point. okay, so at very least, Robin and the Riddler in cahoots.
Yes.
Also, I got to say cahoots today. That's exciting.
Also, I I find it strange that nobody noticed the Riddler was a totally different guy.
He's wearing a mask.
Good point. Oh, so you just grew a mustache. But what did he say? Riddler, or that's the Riddler, or whatever, and he goes, haha, Batman, and, like, there was a pause in between where everybody's like, no, it's not.
No.
Although, I dug it! I was digging!
I don't know.
Adams is the Riddler.
I think there were moments when he was a little bit flat in his delivery.
Are you saying he didn't wholeheartedly believe in like, the subject matter?
I'm saying it is hard for anybody to sell that character as hard as Frank Gorshin sells being the Riddler.
Frank Gorshin comes on and there is not a bit of scenery left in that goddamn studio.
Yeah. Oh,
Chewed it up.
When the fake firemen leave, after Batman identifies them helpfully as not real firemen, after they steal the calf and leave, and a Riddler does his ha-ha and escapes, when Batman and Robin come running out to Commissioner Gordon, Chief O'Hara, and the real fireman, Batman is doing the full-on Kermit flail Muppet arm. Did anybody else catch that? He just runs up with his own hands up. Like, he's worried the firemen are going to shoot him? I don't...
Well, I... The whole time, because I don't watch this show.
Or maybe it was crab walking. Maybe it was...
But the whole time, I just pictured a director who wanted to be a serious director. And he was like... The demands he was giving, like, Batman, flail a little more. And like... When you shoot those costumes almost at any angle, aside from eye level dead on, it looks like they can't see shit. Because
yeah,
that Batman mask, as soon as you don't see his eyes, you're like, I think it fell over his face a lot.
Yeah.
And Robin's mask, I don't think they ever fitted to his face. I think it was just like, we'll cut some holes in it. He'll be okay. Because it's always so close.
I like this, the idea that this show was costumed by John Wayne.
Well, cut some holes in it. He'll we'll be okay.
Yeah, there's a, well, because they're all smoking. So they're just like, hey, the kid can't, says he can't see through the mask. Well, call him an asshole. Like, I don't care.
Tell him to plow through, pilgrim.
The holes have been cut. I'm gonna suck a dick and move on. Like, there's no way.
Can I just have a movie where Sam Elliott and the Duke and just all of those deep voiced people just play like creative, like costumers and hair people and makeup people?
Like, they play every Stanley Tucci role ever.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just replace Stanley Tucci in whatever movie with a John Wayne or.
Yeah, I feel like this should be Christopher Guest's new comedy.
Mm-hmm. I would watch this movie.
Who was, speaking of gruff voices, who was the flamboyantly gay guy in all the late 80s, all 90s? He did a voice in Mulan, but he always talked like
that. Harvey Fierstein.
Harvey fucking Fierstein. Can we throw him in with all those gruff voice big men just to keep people guessing?
I have often talked about my idea for a movie parody, which is being Harvey Fierstein.
Where is he now? What does he do?
He was on Broadway. He actually played Tevye on Broadway for a little bit. And he was in Hairspray on Broadway. He does theater much more than he does any Who movies and stuff. In Hairspray? He was the mom.
Yes!
Yeah. He's all over the cast album. But yeah. So my idea, just the end scene, was just Fierstein, Fierstein, Fierstein. I would watch everything out of that movie.
So I have an aunt that we refer to as having a voice like Harvey Fierstein.
Well, that's not very nice.
She a smoker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If for like, she just turned 70.
And she's still a smoker.
Yeah.
She's saying, fuck it, this is how I'm going out.
Well, she's had cancer and she got rid of it and kept smoking the whole
what
time.
What kind of cancer does she have?
She had esophageal. It's the same kind of cancer my dad had.
Is she smoking through the hole?
No, she didn't have to get one of those. She's not that lady in that commercial.
That, you know what?
Gotta get people... me stoma that.
A lot of people in life are quitters. Not
you
your
got,
aunt.
You gotta commend her dedication.
She's a breath of fresh air.
Ben.
What was it? I like how I'm getting more chastised for puns than I am for anything else in this episode. So they go chasing after Riddler, who tells them that his clue is that his next crime is going to have something to do with an engaging page. He jumps out the window. Batman comes out full Muppet flail and goes chasing after the fire rescue truck, which is a panel van.
Yeah, it's the same panel van that Mr. Freeze had.
No, it's not, because it's labeled differently. Labels are everything in Gotham. Which is the same thing, like in Lilo and Stitch. Aliens are all about laws. Labels are everything in Gotham.
Yeah, that's true.
They go chasing after. They lose them because a honest-to-goodness fireman rescue panel van crosses paths with it.
As it made a U-turn.
Oh, I thought there was a roundabout.
Maybe it was. But somebody's forced to double back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lose it.
And so they say, fuck it, and buy a newspaper.
Yeah, Batman's like... Well, what's going on in the world? And Robin calls him out on it.
And Robin's annoyed.
I have a question.
Yes.
Where did that dime come from?
The bat utility belt.
Oh, he has like a change pocket?
Well, he's got a change purse.
Ben, do you mean his bat testicles?
Yes.
That's gross.
His bat sack.
This is where he keeps his change?
Yes.
I don't like any of this.
So he gives the guy a dime. The guy asks if he wants to buy just one newspaper or the whole bundle.
Well, I mean, if you got a car like that, you could afford a little money.
Was that a thing?
I don't know, but he also was
I was hoping.
He never acknowledged he's talking to fucking Batman.
Yeah?
He's just like, hey, you want to buy paper? He's like, which paper is it?
Yeah.
Like, Batman only reads the Globe.
I would also like to point something else out in this scene. They did not pull over to the side and park. They just stopped in the middle of the road, bought a newspaper, had a conversation about the newspaper.
They had their flashers on. they had the spinny lighty thingy going. People knew to give them their wide berth. So this is where they figure out that the clue must be in the crossword puzzle. I thought since the riddle that they were given was engaging page, it would be the wedding announcements. Wouldn't that make more sense? Wouldn't that be an engaging page?
That's what I thought it was going to be, yeah.
Ben?
Yeah?
Are you the Riddler?
No. Neither is John Astin, goddammit.
Well, maybe that explains a lot. Oh. Maybe Frank Gorshin would have put it in the wedding announcements.
All right, touche.
Thank you.
This is where we find out that Riddler's hideout is the soon to be opened No Man Jigsaw Puzzle Factory.
Well, how do we know that, Ben?
It's the narrator tells us, but it's also labeled the soon to open.
If you didn't have enough time to read that paragraph of a title, and the narrator told you.
And it is not like it says, it has a banner that says soon to open over No Man Jigsaw Puzzle Factory. That's the permanent labeling on the building.
Yeah.
So is it always going to be soon to open?
No, it's like those things when there's construction in LA and there's soon to open, da-da-da-da-da-da. But they just painted it on the wall.
Oh, that doesn't make sense. Okay.
Okay, this scene for me is labeled Uncomfortable Riddler Nipples.
Oh, see, this is the scene that's labeled Dance Belt, all in caps.
And then it's I Dig Her Unitard.
Right. Does every episode shame people who drop out of school?
No. We're not there yet. Hold on.
No, but...
No, that's after the underwater fight because I wrote...
There was sadness and regret in their eyes, and I was just like, God damn.
Well, inevitably, if you drop out of school, it leads to a life of crime.
We'll get there. We're not there yet. That's after the underwater stuff.
This is where I wrote down that we did, in fact, confirm that the henchwoman's name was Anna Graham.
She's awesome. I'm into it.
That's a good one. Now, as far as their punny names go, it was pretty damn good. Meanwhile, Batman and Robin are doing the crossword puzzle.
On the chalkboard!
Yeah.
Yeah. There was some ruler. There was a prop guy who was like, why the fuck? No one's ever done this.
Sitting there with his yardstick. Like,
yeah.
He's a fucking goddamn it.
He puts like a C in the wrong spot. He's like,
it would suck to have to use chalk if you were wearing gloves. That shit would never come out.
Mm-mm.
And then you're gonna touch your face.
Those fancy satin gloves that Batman wears.
It wasn't until Blu-ray that I realized just how fucking purple that costume was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also how yellow everyone's teeth are.
Well,
it's intense.
They didn't have good creamers either, so it was just like you were drinking black coffee.
No,
or
no.
Or your coffee and cream.
Buttermilk.
Or you could put buttermilk in it.
there's a lot of buttermilk consumed in this show.
No.
Good hearty buttermilk.
I was surprised that nobody smokes in this show.
Well, it's a kid's show.
Even still.
It's true. Superman smoked. Pretty sure.
No, he didn't.
Pretty sure.
How dare you? First of all, he's an alien, so he doesn't get cancer.
No, he gets alien cancer. That's what kryptonite is.
No, it's not.
That's
not how kryptonite works, Ben! Getting really upset over this.
So
we gotta get to the underwater. I don't care.
Okay. They figure out through the clues. The first three clues that it's gonna be at the Basin Street Hotel. Don't ask how they figure it out because it doesn't matter. It doesn't make sense.
Leaps and bounds.
But then they find out that there's reports of Riddler filling up an underwater bank. Oh, sorry. One of the clues is banquet.
Yeah.
And then they get a call from Commissioner Gordon that that Riddler is filling up a bank vault with water. Mm-hmm. And they realize that banquet actually means bank wet. Wet.
Womp womp.
I'll say this. I was impressed with the special effect.
Yes. So we are underwater. Riddler is wearing his wetsuit with the giant green question mark on it.
So you know which one he is.
Kind of badass.
Yeah. They are wearing goggles. That's right.
Yeah, they're all wearing their goggles and their breath masks. And they blow the bank vault, which blows up by having fire just shoot out from all sides while underwater.
That's not how you underwater. Now, the way they made it underwater.
They put a bubble wall in front of the camera. So bubbles were going past as everybody was moving slowly and the speed of the camera was shut. It slowed down a little bit.
Slightly. But they also move really slow, too.
Yeah. So they were moving slowly, and it was about, like, 75 speed film. So my note is fire, water, and then a bubble fight. So we get our onomatopoeia fight, but we get it underwater.
Bro,
so
you just skipped over. They tried to sell us the dog shit of fire underwater.
Yeah.
No, he said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were like, yeah, but there's fire underwater. And like, no.
That's not how water works.
That's right. It's not. It's not how oxygen works.
Not how a lot of, that's not how you science.
But you know what I will give them credit for? The fire happens, and then there are smoke-filled bubbles that come up. They actually tried with that. They did big smoke-filled bubbles coming up after the fire.
They had, mm-hmm. they had four Teamsters burning unfiltered.
No,
on three, boys.
Just burning documents.
the script. They
what
set it
script?
To
So we have our bubble fight.
Bloop, glurp, oof, slosh. That's it.
And when
they, for the record, bloop is my favorite thing.
And I liked that all of the onomatopoeias this time had the underwater shaky look to them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like when you go into It's a Small World and all the mermaids sing and it's like the tape is distorted because they're all underwater.
Yeah, like when you talk underwater, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. No, it's when you listen to that mermaid egg from Harry Potter underwater.
No, that sounds normal.
But anyway, Holly was very impressed that when Riddler and his hench people left the sewer, they were actually soaking wet.
I was pretty impressed with that. Also, but if you looked at their butts were wetter, like they'd been sitting on wetsuits for a while.
It's almost not fair to have these shows on Blu-ray, though, because when they're just
they weren't meant to be seen that high definition.
Yeah. They were super fuzzy, and half of them were... probably more than half of them were in black and white.
Yeah, I mean, this one was ostentatiously in color, but probably most... A lot of people were probably still seeing it in black and white, though.
Because it says...
In color at the beginning.
In color at the beginning of every...
Oh, I know, but everybody saw it in black and white TVs, because nobody threw shit out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people probably saw it in black and white as well.
Got it.
We are in... Oh, the clue that he gives Batman and Robin is when... With a harpoon gun in a door. And Batman is very angry that desecrated a door.
This door is going to have to be fixed.
Yeah.
It was a tiny hole.
When Batman pulled the arrow from it, you could not see any damage to the door.
No, you could see a tiny hole that looked like a keyhole.
Okay. Maybe he aimed so precisely he landed it in the keyhole.
I like to think he did.
But they pull the note.
The kind of guy the Riddler is.
And when is a man drowned but still not wet? Is the question mark. Is the question. To which I responded, quicksand. Like, I had that one.
Yeah, but you took a little time, Ben. You didn't just go, it's quicksand! It's quicksand! I
know
it's
not quicksand. Because I'm not Robin.
Yeah, exactly.
And we are in Riddler's hideout. He's looking over...
Oh, wait.
Yes, you in front?
The cake, I think, was 15 feet tall.
Bigger.
No, he said...
No, the cake is a lie, Holly.
He said... So, wait. You mean to tell me that he did 15 feet of quicksand and then made a bottom
a
and
real
then
cake.
There was more cake underneath?
Yes!
Cake is delicious. Even the Riddler liked cake.
Yeah, he's going to leave that 15 feet of quicksand up top and then have some death cake when he comes back.
Oh, some Celebration Death Cake.
Yeah.
All right.
Celebration Death Cake is the name of my band.
Ben, this is the second band you came up this episode.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm just keeping
Andy
track.
Andy and Dawn have like 8, so I can have a bunch too.
What?
Bands. Andy and Dawn have on the villains, and they have the New Orleans jazz band.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got a bunch of different bands.
I didn't realize.
Anyway, we're in Riddler's hideout. He's counting out his $1.5 million. And his Riddler alarm secret entrances goes off. Does he need to name it the Riddler alarm? Wouldn't it just be his alarm?
Yeah, does Batman need it to be called the Batmobile? No, it's just his car, but it's still called the Batmobile.
Yeah, but that's because other people are supposed to see it and be envious of it. Who else is supposed to see the Riddler alarm but the Riddler?
What about the Bat Computer?
All right, I'll give you credit there.
I get credit all over the fucking Batcave.
It fits the mystique. No, the giant lucite map, the giant lighted lucite map of Gotham is just the giant lucite map of Gotham.
You have one example. You know I have like 16 in there.
But the we are then introduced to Riddler's Nazi scientist friend.
Oh yeah, he for sure was running experiments. Like, yeah, he was bad news bears.
But he's also
a high school dropout.
A high school dropout. So scientist is a title he gave himself.
Yes. And
stay
this
in
is,
school, kids, is what I wrote after
yeah,
that.
This
whole
is
thing.
Where this is where he admits that he's a high school dropout, and then Riddler admits
they're both very sad about it
that he was a high school dropout.
Me too.
And then an angel appears and sings a song about being no, that's beauty school dropout. It's a totally different thing. Sorry.
I wrote, I think we've seen Down before. We didn't mention, but his henchmen are called Down and Across.
Yes, Down, Across, and Anagram.
Yeah, which. Really solid hench lady name, and we're pretty lazy.
Yeah.
But and, I think we've seen him before. I think he's henchmaned before.
Yeah, well, you know.
I like
it. You take the day work when you can get it.
No, I know.
This is where I wrote Aston doesn't sell it, because he laughs at one point during this scene, and it just felt flat for me. Like, I didn't feel like he was into it in this scene.
I liked when he did this a couple of times in the episode where he laughed, and then... stopped and looked at his hench people like,
aren't like, you laughing, bitches?
Well, I mean, to David Bowie it, well, laugh.
Right. This is where Batman and Robin are still trying to figure out the quicksand riddle.
Which Ben already figured out.
Because I'm smarter than Batman and Robin, bitches.
Because he's in on the...
Oh, I thought it was a given. When Robin finally fucking figured it out, I was like...
He didn't, by the way, Robin doesn't figure it out until they're actually in the quicksand.
Yeah.
They get a call or Alfred tells them that they need to go for the sculpting of the marshmallow toppers for their rather unique cake. All right. I'm going to have to explain this again, folks. Unique is a binary proposition. Something is either unique or it is not. There are not degrees of uniqueness. End of soapbox.
Well, that's kind of unique.
Red pandas are very unique. And they go to pose for their statue. Holly immediately recognized that one of the bakers was a hench person.
Yeah, it was Down.
And he gets them to go up to the top of the cake. They walk onto it. And this is where... Riddler,
real quick, before we even get there.
Yeah.
So to get on top of this cake, there's a forklift with, and on the actual lift part, there's a stage, and they have to stand on that. They give the guy the thumbs up. Now the thing that, I guess because this show is lunacy, that isn't even noticed by these two, is that the fucking forklift is the brightest green.
I did notice that.
It is so green. At some point, somebody in the back lot was like, hey, you think anybody's going to notice? And they're like, fuck it. We were told to do it. And it's a house paint. The paint is so thick. It's not even car paint. Everything is painted fucking green. The chain on the forklift is painted green. All the gears are painted green. Everything is green. And so they get on there, and that's the only thing I can think of. Not that, like, Batman and Robin left the Batcave because this asshole just said he was going to carve marshmallow statues of them. And then even reminded...
As people do for cakes.
Yeah, and even reminded Batman that, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot of work to carve a marshmallow, dude. Just get on top of the fucking cake. And Batman's like, it's a good point, chum.
Okay, sorry. Really quick to interrupt. Was anybody else bothered by the fact that they were stepping on the cake?
I don't like cake that much.
I wasn't because it was clearly made of plywood.
No, that was clearly cake.
No, if it were real cake. And also, I knew it was filled with quicksand at that point. And they were making all these comments of taking deep breaths. A breath of fresh air.
Oh, yeah.
They kept saying that.
A calming breath.
Yeah, a calming breath. I'm like, they know what's up. They know what's up.
But, okay, here's what I have to ask, though. Because the Riddler, once the Batman and Robin are on the cake...
Did you say once the Batman and Robin?
Yes.
Okay.
We're watching it on the television. Once the Batman and Robin are on the cake, the Riddler then walks over and flips a switch to activate the
quicksand? That switch is attached to a building, which is apparently attached to the cake, which is why it wasn't made of real cake.
But he activated the quicksand? Well, I don't understand.
Yeah, man.
Is it electric quicksand? Also, band number three.
Maybe. No, hear me out. Maybe there was...
Nobody was interrupting you.
I know. I like saying that when no one interrupted. Anyway, shut up. Now you interrupted me.
Correct.
Now.
Wrong.
All right, Trump.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there was a platform under the quicksand, like a foot or two under it, in case one of the hench people fell in and he was retracting it.
Okay.
Because it wasn't real cake.
No, it was 15 feet of quicksand.
And apparently another 15 feet of plywood cake.
Maybe the plywood is just support structure. I mean, that much cake.
On the outside, Ben? No. That's not how cake works.
When's the last time you made a 15-foot tall cake?
Dude, it's been like 4 months at least.
Yeah, I was going to say about 6 weeks ago.
I just finished eating it the other day.
Robin has a slight mustache. There's a close-up, and I went...
I noticed that, too.
Okay, cool. Thank you. It's happened a couple of times now.
Batman... Oh, one of them says that the quicksand was cleverly disguised as strawberry icing?
No.
No?
No, it was not. It was pink quicksand.
Where the fuck, like, where do you even get pink quicksand?
I don't think that's how quicksand works either. I don't think you can just put it somewhere.
Do you think that they got pink quicksand from, wasn't it called the Pink Sandbox?
Is that a strip club?
Catwoman's restaurant?
Yeah, where they learn all the cool dances.
Yeah, where Aunt Harriet dances at the camera.
Aggressively.
Yes. But Batman and Robin are sinking to their sudden death, or certain death. And the narrator jumps in and says, well, they're going to die. Just like they have every other time I've said they're going to die. Join us next time, same bat channel. I want to point out, you guys were pointing out Batman nips and Riddler nips.
Yeah.
The bat symbol was, again, really low.
It was
low.
Really saggy.
It was resting on his tummy.
Yeah, it's slightly higher than the navel.
Yeah, and I can't stand it when that happens. But that does bring us to the end of our episode. Right now, it's time for us to plug anything we want to plug. So, Christopher, I know you have an Instagram and a...
I do have an Instagram.
And a... Snapchat?
I don't really use it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Chris Johnson in Fiction on Instagram. I'm Chris J in Fiction, I think, on Twitter, but I don't really use Twitter. And then on Grindr, I'm kidding.
Harry Man 69.
I'm not that hairy, though.
Oh, that's my like... grinder, not his. Sorry, my bad. Whoops. And you can find Holly on Twitter at underscore
awkward blonde.
Wow, well done. Holly usually has me do it because she doesn't remember.
I don't remember what my Twitter is.
And you can find the podcast at Batmania66 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you want to send us a message, you can go ahead and do so at batmania66mail@gmail.com. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a review on Podomatic or iTunes or wherever you found us. Next episode coming up is going to be episode 80, A Riddling Controversy. So join us next time, everybody. Same bat time, same bat channel.